This is the Sean Salisbury Show. Here are your hosts, the Bench Warmers and Sean Salisbury.
Rolling along here. I love the passionate discussion from Marino and Favre and Elway and Manning.
They're my guy.
Rodgers. It's great. But there's no, I had a person on Twitter real quick just say, well, the question is, would Brady be as good if he wasn't on great teams? Stop it. Look at his rosters over the year. Brady's done more with less than any Hall of Fame quarterback ever. He's the best, and the argument's done. You had Montana argument, 3 or 4, the argument's done. And he's playing better for football now at 40 than he did at 30. Save it, okay? There's some great ones, and Brady's the GOAT. And Brady's the best football player of all time, not just quarterback. Let's talk football now with a guy who, well, there's a pretty good quarterback in his city as well, and maybe the best roster in the history of those 70s Steelers. I think that's the best array of football players on one team ever. But we're going to talk current Steelers with Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, joins us, and at RayFit1 on Twitter, joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Ray, welcome. Appreciate you.
Hey, Sean. Appreciate you having me on.
No, it's great to have you on. My guy last year, we'll start with Le'Veon Bell in a second, but my guy last year, Big Ben, I had him as the MVP going into the season, and we're going to hit him in a second. I think with him healthy, the Pittsburgh Steelers become a dangerous threat. But let's start with Le'Veon Bell. Just to get to you quickly about this, I think the guy wants about $15 million when the next best closest one's at about $8 million. I know Le'Veon Bell's good, and he can make this thing go. But where's this going to end with a very by-the-book Pittsburgh Steelers front office? What kind of money is he going to get, and when will the contract get done if it does?
Yeah, Sean, it's interesting. I mean, they've had, 4 or 5 months since they tagged him to get something done, and the fact that it didn't get done doesn't bode well for after the season, I don't think. He's going to play this season for $12 million. I think the hang-up was the guaranteed money. I don't think Le'Veon got enough guarantee for him to sign. So we'll see if the Steelers can come back with a better offer after this season. But listen, Le'Veon's going to be a year older. We don't know how he's going to play. We don't know if he's going to be suspended or not. So, to me, this is a big gamble for Le'Veon Bell. He's a heck of a football player. But, the way I look at that, there had to be one bad offer from the Steelers for him not to take a long-term deal.
Ray, in your gut, just from being around there and the way that the team and the players feel about him and maybe the city, $15 million too much? $12 million? I mean, how much is he worth in this day and age as a running back?
Well, it's interesting. This running back market is kind of all screwed up, Sean. I mean, there was a time when Adrian Peterson was making $14 a year, but, listen, he was the only one making that, and a lot of GMs and personnel people thought that was an outlier contract. So you look at it now, Le'Veon, once he signs his tender, he'll be making $4 million more than LeSean McCoy, who is the next highest paid running back. And it's NFL teams just don't make this big leap from $8 million to $12 million, okay, now that's the standard, okay? I think, for a long-term deal, I was saying all along, $50 million over 5 years, guarantee half of that, guarantee him like $24, $25 million. I thought they could have got something done. I don't know what the exact offer was. Some stuff was leaked out that he was offered $14 million a year, but there was never any talk of guaranteed money when that was leaked, so it's all kind of up in the air, but I think Le'Veon, if it was offered where he would have made $50 million and half that would have been guaranteed and he turned that down, I would have to question the advice that he was getting at that point.
Ray, you're around that team every day. With Le'Veon Bell, what kind of the personality is he? Is he the type to go into the tank and pout or the type to fight back and have a great season? What do you expect from him this year?
No, he's a great football player, and he's a great teammate. So once he does sign that tender and report, I think everything will be fine. To me, the biggest issue now, Sean, is when does Le'Veon Bell report to training camp?
Right.
I don't think he's going to show up on day one. If I was him and I was worried about getting more guaranteed money, I wouldn't show up for training camp practices and have the potential for a freak injury. So there might be some discord. There might be some stuff in the media that's written and said in the next couple of weeks. But once he reports, I think everything will be okay. He's a very good teammate. Those guys in that locker room, respect him. They like him. And I don't think that contract or anything around Le'Veon will be an issue once he gets here.
And, heck, Ray, you and I both know he doesn't need to be at camp on time. Heck, running backs in about 3 days. I don't need him getting rolled up on a leg. Show up with about 5 days to go before the season starts, and we'll be fine. Just make sure you're in shape. Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Steelers Post-Gazette. He covers the Pittsburgh Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette on Twitter, at RayFit1, and that's Fit with two T's. Joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. Hey, Ray, how close was Big Ben to retiring last year? Was it just, I know Ben likes some drama. He likes that. When things are going, he like LeBron. He's the LeBron of football. Was he anywhere close, or was it just talk?
Well, I mean, no one knows for sure. I mean, I can't get inside his head, but he's got 3 years remaining on that contract, and, he would have had to give back signing bonus money. I just don't think it would have come to that for him. But, you know, I believe him now that he says he's going to go year to year. I mean, listen, he's 35 years old. He's been banged up over his career, but the thing that sticks out to me with Ben and the way he's been treated by the Steelers in the last 5 years or so, they brought Todd Haley in to get the ball out of his hand quicker. They built that offensive line with a bunch of high-round picks, the Pouncies, the DeCastros, Marcus Gilbert. They built that line to protect him. So I feel like he's in the best position of his career, potentially health-wise, to continue on and to be healthy. So, I think they've done a really good job in that regard. And, you know, I think he's going to finish out the last 3 years of his contract. But I also take him at his word and believe him that he's going to go year to year with this thing from now on.
And I still think he's got some MVP football in him when healthy on an explosive offense. Is the replacement in-house Josh Dobbs, Tennessee draft pick, Landry Jones, who I'm not sure, I mean, I know got a new contract, but I'm not sure if they think he's the future. Is that future quarterback in-house?
No, I don't think so. Landry Jones is a nice backup. There's a reason they re-signed him to a two-year deal. They think he's pretty decent in that role, but he's not a starter in this league. And Josh Dobbs, you know, he's a fourth-round pick. They think they can develop him. They obviously won't come out and say it, but I think they developed him to be a piece of backup. So, no, I don't think Ben's replacement is currently on this roster. He's probably in college or maybe high school right now. That's just the way it is. The way it is nowadays, Sean, I mean, you're getting Tom Brady in the sixth round or Dak Prescott in the fourth round, those things happen once in a generation. I think 90% of the time you're going to draft your quarterback, your future quarterback, your franchise guy, in the first, maybe second round.
Martavis Bryant back with Antonio Brown, with Le'Veon Bell, healthy Ben Roethlisberger, a good offensive line, a defense that should be able to get him the football. How explosive can this offense be, Ray?
Well, I keep telling people, we haven't seen the big four together on the field since the last game of the 2014 regular season. But when Le'Veon Bell, Martavis Bryant, Antonio Brown, and Ben Roethlisberger together for a 10-game stretch there in the 2014 season, they averaged over 30 points per game. And that's the reason they went on to win the AFC North that year. If you remember, early in that year, Brian wasn't playing. They inserted him into the lineup game five, and the offense just took off from there. And unfortunately from the Steelers, Le'Veon Bell got hurt in the finale against the Bengals, couldn't play in the playoffs, and then ever since then, somebody's been suspended, somebody's been injured, or something's happened, and they haven't been together. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this offense, if all four of those guys can stay healthy and stay available. I think it can be a pretty special year if that's the case.
Hey, Ray, we only got about 20 seconds before a hard out, but I got to ask you, Todd Haley, when will he get a head coaching job?
Great question. I think he's done a great job here with this offense, but quite honestly, I haven't heard his name thrown around all that much. Maybe that'll change this year if this offense stays healthy, but his name just hasn't been out there much the past few years.
Yeah, a bit odd, man. I know he's a fiery guy, just a bit odd. Well, we're excited to watch the Steelers, obviously. This is a team that may be the biggest threat, if not the Raiders, to the Patriots. And, Ray, we look forward to talking to you. Have a great training camp, and we'll be in touch. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, John. Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Ray Fittipaldo, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Our Steelers update is next, right here, as we preview, are the Steelers a Super Bowl team? I know a guy in here who doesn't think so.